And that was a lovely song, especially for Sandra. I hope you were listening, Sandra. Now it's time for our What's On Around Carlisle this weekend. There are lots of things happening. First of all, Lamley School has contacted us to tell us all about the concert they're giving on Saturday evening. That's the 8th. The music starts at 7:30, not at 7 o'clock as advertised, and will finish about 8:30, after which coffee will be available. They say it's an evening of songs and dances for everyone. There'll be light refreshments afterwards in the library. That will be included in the cost of the ticket. Do go along to this concert, as the school will use all the money to buy some new sports equipment for the children. Last year's concert was a great success, and the school was able to buy a new computer for the children to use and also pay for a trip to London. Next, I have some details of a regular weekend activity. The walking club are going for a long-distance walk around the lake this Sunday. Everyone should meet at 10 a.m. in the car park by the lake. Don't forget, you can get a bus from the Market Square if you don't have any transport. Take a packed lunch and some warm clothes with you. If the weather's nice, you'll be able to have a picnic by the side of the lake. Have fun. On Saturday evening, there's a talk for the International Club by a well-known local writer, Sarah Jones, who teaches at the university. You may have read her latest novel. It's in all the bookshops at the moment. Well, she's giving a talk at 8 p.m. on Saturday evening in the library. That's the building next to the theatre in the centre of town. I'm sure you'll find it very interesting. Sarah has just returned from Africa and will talk about all her experiences there. She travelled through 3 different countries and met lots of interesting people, including a famous actor. Now, the International Club would like to remind you that the talk is for everyone, not just members. They say it's a family evening and under 16s get in free. They also say it's best to make sure you book a ticket first. I'm sure the evening will be very popular, so take their advice and have a great time.
Now listen again.
And that was a lovely song, especially for Sandra. I hope you were listening, Sandra. Now it's time for our What's On Around Carlisle this weekend. There are lots of things happening. First of all, Lamley School has contacted us to tell us all about the concert they're giving on Saturday evening. That's the 8th. The music starts at 7:30, not at 7 o'clock as advertised, and will finish about 8:30, after which coffee will be available. They say it's an evening of songs and dances for everyone. There'll be light refreshments afterwards in the library. That will be included in the cost of the ticket. Do go along to this concert, as the school will use all the money to buy some new sports equipment for the children. Last year's concert was a great success, and the school was able to buy a new computer for the children to use and also pay for a trip to London. Next, I have some details of a regular weekend activity. The walking club are going for a long-distance walk around the lake this Sunday. Everyone should meet at 10 a.m. in the car park by the lake. Don't forget, you can get a bus from the Market Square if you don't have any transport. Take a packed lunch and some warm clothes with you. If the weather's nice, you'll be able to have a picnic by the side of the lake. Have fun. On Saturday evening, there's a talk for the International Club by a well-known local writer, Sarah Jones, who teaches at the university. You may have read her latest novel. It's in all the bookshops at the moment. Well, she's giving a talk at 8 p.m. on Saturday evening in the library. That's the building next to the theatre in the centre of town. I'm sure you'll find it very interesting. Sarah has just returned from Africa and will talk about all her experiences there. She travelled through 3 different countries and met lots of interesting people, including a famous actor. Now, the International Club would like to remind you that the talk is for everyone, not just members. They say it's a family evening and under 16s get in free. They also say it's best to make sure you book a ticket first. I'm sure the evening will be very popular, so take their advice and have a great time.